A brazen murder in Pakistan from 2011 continues to send waves of repercussions through civic society already battered by religious violence. Mumtaz Qadri was a police officer who assassinated Salman Taseer, the governor of Punjab and a Christian, in broad daylight in 2011. Qadri was hanged earlier this month after years of appealing his case in the Pakistani court system on the grounds that he was acting to eradicate blasphemy under Pakistani law. His eventual execution outraged his supporters, who descended on the capital on Sunday. They are promising to sit in front of the parliament until the government declares Qadri a martyr and promises not to change the blasphemy law, which seems to endorse violence against non-Muslims. But Pakistan has even bigger troubles. The suicide bomb in Lahore on Sunday was the most deadly terrorist attack the country has seen in over a year. And while it targeted Christians, the majority of those killed and injured were Muslim. Salman Hamid directs the Center for the Study of Science in Muslim Societies at Hampshire College. He joins us. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Hello.
So would you say that there is a tolerance for religious violence, even as Pakistani society tries to rein it in by the execution of Mr. Mumtaz Qadri?
Well, I think there are a lot of currents that are present right now in Pakistan, and there are people who are trying to stem this type of religious intolerance. But blasphemy law, which really took in effect in the 1980s under General ضیاء-الحق, that has allowed some sort of a little bit of license to general public to take matters in their own hands. And that has in particular taken a toll on non-Muslim minorities, as well as on Muslims who don't particularly fall into a particular religious doctrine.
But what is it about the last 10 years that seems to have sharpened this sense of conflicting signals over religious violence and religious intolerance? Pakistan does have problems with modernity on some level, but this seems to be accelerating.
I think there is a sharp divide that is taking place within the society, especially in the last few years. You are seeing a sharper division between the ever-shrinking liberal base in Pakistan and also the more conservative ones. And in the last 10 years, Pakistan has been under siege. You are seeing the Afghan war spilling over into Pakistan. And I think the increase in terror attacks that started to take place within Pakistan, I think it is an environment. When you are under siege, when you are under threat, it is then when people use these kind of things to find an enemy within. And blasphemy law just provides you with a tool, because it is so easy to accuse somebody of blasphemy. All you have to do is to say, well, I heard somebody say something, or I saw somebody desecrate a page of the Quran. Now, there rarely is any serious investigation of whether those charges are true or not. Before that, you get a mob that gets riled up because of an insult or perceived insult to Islam, and it goes and takes matters in its own hands. So I think it is more than the last 10, 15 years with the Taliban and with the fight from Afghanistan jumping over into the Pakistani borders, that you start seeing an increase in the use of the blasphemy law, the accusations for people who have blasphemed. And I should mention, it's not just the minorities that have been the target. There have been many Muslims themselves. It gets very easy to settle scores.
Finally, there's a sense in the West that this is the voice of a backward, elderly population that expresses this intolerance. But in fact, it's the younger generation that is embodying this conflicting set of messages on religious intolerance and is carrying this forward into the future. What does that hold for the next 10 to 20 years in Pakistan?
Well, I think this is a crucial time. Again, as I mentioned, that there is an increasing divide in the way people are approaching these questions and the questions of modernity, how to adjust to that level of tolerance are right up front. But in this age of homeland, I should also mention that there are also people in Pakistan that are fighting against these type of injustices. And one case, for example, Salman Taseer himself is an example who was standing up to it and he paid with his life. There are other lawyers who have been threatened. There are other lawyers who have given up their lives. But I think within the context of these kind of issues, we should also focus on the civil society, people who are fighting these kind of blasphemy laws, who are fighting these type of battles within Pakistan. That group also represents the young. That group also represents the future. But I think we will see which side is going to win out. But it's a crucial fight because it is about the future generations.
Salman Hamid directs the Center for the Study of Science in Muslim Societies, a professor at Hampshire College. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.